people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I'm the founder of the Complaint-Free Movement, but I never set out to found the Complaint-Free Movement. I was doing a talk in a church in Kansas City on a Sunday morning. I handed out these purple bracelets and invited people to switch them from wrist to wrist every time they caught themselves complaining. And the idea just exploded around the world. Going 21 days in a row without complaining was not my idea. That was originally the idea of Edwin Gaines, who has since become a very good friend and spiritual mother to me, I would say. And so very happy about that. And I was reading some of your comments. I'll get to you in just a second. I handed out these 250 bracelets and it just took off. And my life for the last 15 years, really in many ways, has been trying to figure out why this took off, why this became such a really big thing. And I realize now that complaining was one of those obvious things that no one was really talking about. Nobody likes complaining. Everybody thinks complaining's a problem. There had been a handful of things written about complaining, but nobody chose to actually focus on it, and there's the word, and to try and find why we do it as deeply as I have, and more importantly, the challenges. Because anything that I see about complaining, I read. And one of the more interesting things about complaining is that complaining is a competitive sport. Have you noticed that? I noticed it this weekend. By the way, I said I was grateful for my weekend. I'll tell you why I feel I had such a wonderful weekend. I tend to be, believe it or not, I'm good on camera. I'm good on camera and I'm good on stage. But one in one, I'm nervous. I get a little bit of social anxiety. And so if there's an opportunity to go hang out with people, I will often find a reason or an excuse not to. And I'm getting myself to do that more and more and more. And someone texted me the other night and said that all the neighbors were going to the Caribbean Club. So I went. And for the first time, I really got to talk to my neighbors. But the cool thing was, the day after, I was sitting at the pool. And there's tons of swim noodles at the pool. Everybody leaves their swim noodles at the pool so that everybody can share with them. And I noticed people were coming to the pool, getting swim noodles, and leaving. And I was like, what is going on here? So I got up, I got a swim noodle, and I followed them just to see what was going on. And everyone was getting out into the bay and just floating in the bay, which is really funny because I've lived here for going on 2 years, year and a half, and I've never swam in the bay. I've scuba dived, but I've never swam in the bay, swummed, whatever it is you do, in the bay. I was afraid, to be honest with you. I've seen so many things right there under that dock, such as, manatee, of course, but also stingrays and jellyfish and shark and tarpon and things like that, none of which will hurt you unless you bump into a jellyfish. But we ended up spending hours just floating in the bay in noodles, dozens of us. And there were people on the dock who were launching beers at you. So you never had to get up to get a drink or anything like that. And that was probably one of the more fun things I have ever done on a Memorial Day, just hanging out with a bunch of strangers who, before it was all over, became my, I think, very good friends. And these are my neighbors. So I'm really grateful for that. So back to talking about focus and about how it is a competitive sport. The reason I wanted to tie all this together is that I noticed as we were floating there, if somebody complained about something, I don't know what, but if somebody complained about something, the food at a restaurant, or they complained about the weather or something that was not going on here at the condo association or whatever, somebody else always tries to out-complain that person. Have you noticed this? Complaining is a competitive sport. I'll tell you the story that I always share when I do speaking that demonstrates it really well. It's a made-up story, but the idea is that this guy walks into the employee lounge and he's limping slightly. And one of the other employees says, "Are you okay?" And this person says, "It's kind of embarrassing. I got up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom and I stubbed my toe and I think I broke it. The nail is black." Somebody overhears this and they say, "You know, I got up to go to the bathroom about a year ago, stubbed my toe and twisted my ankle. It was so bad I was on crutches for 6 weeks." And then somebody hears this story and says, "You know, I had an uncle who got up in the middle of the night, stubbed his toe, fell over backwards, hit his head, and died." What does everybody say to this guy? You win. Complaining always goes in degrees of higher severity. Have you noticed that? If someone were to complain about something really, really big, and then someone complains about something a little less, everybody would look at this person. So, for example, if somebody would have come in and started the conversation with, "I had an uncle who got up in the middle of the night, stubbed his toe, fell over backwards, hit his head, and died." And then somebody else came in and said, "Well, you know, I got up in the middle of the night, stubbed my toe the other day, and I think that I broke the nail." Everybody would go, "What is wrong with you?" Complaining always goes in degrees of higher severity, never lower severity. So it escalates. Complaining always escalates when it gets into an organization. We're going to talk more about that later. Do you remember, it's been 4 or 5 months ago, I did a jumpstart on the Napoleon Hill book that did not get published until long after his death. Everyone, of course, knows Napoleon Hill for Think and Grow Rich, probably the biggest personal development book of all time. But his unpublished work was called Outwitting the Devil. And it's interesting because in the book, he's arguing with the devil, and the devil is saying, "You're never going to get this book published in your lifetime." And he was right. The entire focus of the book, if you recall, is that the devil causes, if you believe in the devil can be your known negative thoughts, whatever it is. But the force, if you have a force that's acting against you, it is the force that is trying to distract you. It is trying to take away your focus. It is the thing that when you could be looking up something on how to, if you've got a broken bicycle and you want to figure out how to fix the broken bicycle, rather than looking that up on YouTube, which should be your focus, you end up doom scrolling through whatever, and you get lost and you waste time. Our focus is the most important thing that we have, and complaining puts our focus on what is wrong. Let me say that again. Our focus is the most important thing we have, and complaining puts our focus on what is wrong. By the way, if you've just stumbled across me and on this and all this, I'm not telling you to shut up and suck up whatever comes your way. I'm telling you to contribute in positive ways. What I'm also inviting you to do is to speak directly and only to the person who can resolve the issue rather than going around and complaining to other people. One of the things that I often try to do in my own life is when my focus shifts to what's wrong, to the mountain that I have to climb rather than the view. And speaking of which, I wish I could still see it this morning, the most beautiful rainbow over the bay before it rained. And it was like 3D. It looked like a plane would crash into it. It was so beautiful. That was my focus this morning. Where we focus is where we go. Where we focus is where we go. And complaining causes us to focus on what is wrong. Therefore, we tend to perpetuate more to complain about. We focus on what's wrong. We give our creative energy to what is wrong. We comment on what is wrong. We perpetuate it. This is a very simple but very metaphysical idea that we move in the direction of our current dominant thought. And complaining causes us to focus on, like I say, what is wrong and to move in that direction. There's a lot of people that get together to just complain, 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 complain. That's the focus of their group. You could call that their focus group. They get together and they focus on what is wrong. And as a result, when they leave these little get-togethers, people are always looking for more of what's wrong. I've been thinking a lot about my mom. I really miss my mom. I would love to have an opportunity to talk to her again. She died 7 or 8 years ago. And my mom suffered from chronic depression, especially at the end of her life. And so my mom's focus was often on what's wrong, what's negative. And Sunday nights were always my time to call my mom. My brothers all called her on Sunday too. We each had our time. That way she felt like her Sunday nights all got filled up with her kids, which was great. And what I noticed was that I would always make a mental list of everything that had gone wrong that week and complain to my mom about it. The problems, the challenges, the perceived slights, everything. Because that's what she knew to communicate. That's how she felt communicating, comfortable, because anything too good threatened the perspective of her depression. And so I realized that this became a loop for me. And this was probably the worst possible time to have this phone call, the night before Monday. And here I am telling my mother, this is wrong and this is wrong. And she would always say, oh, her voice would always quiver. I'm so sorry for you, darling. That was our relationship. And if I did well, my mom would always say things like when I was on the Oprah Winfrey show, I called her from the limousine and I told her, and she said, well, enjoy it while it lasts. My mother always had this sort of fatalistic focus. Focus. What is your focus? Are you focusing on, do you believe that you live in a good world, that things are getting better and you're improving? Or do you live in a world where you're trapped in same shit every day, as people say? Excuse my language, but new shit, same shit, different day. If we focus on that, that's what we see. One of the other things that I did this weekend that I really enjoyed, because I'm trying to just do things different. I find that it's so easy living by yourself to just fall in a habit of eating the same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, getting up, going to the gym, going the same things. And so I decided that rather than meditating and then go paddleboarding on Sunday, I decided instead to go paddleboarding and meditate. So I paddleboarded out into the bay, sat down on my paddleboard, and I meditated. And one of the things I did was I brought a mala with me. A mala is, you've seen, everybody wears them. They're 108 beads that you wrap around your wrist. Sometimes you can get the smaller ones, which I think are 27 beads, and you do them four times, equals 108. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and I did something I used to do all the time, but I haven't done in a long time. And that was, I took the mala and I counted out 108 things I'm grateful for. Now, that seems like a daunting task until you become grateful for the paddleboard and the skegs that help it steer and the paddle itself. And you become grateful for the clearness in the water and you become grateful for your eyes. And I'm grateful for the way I'm able to smell the salt air. I'm grateful for the frigates flying overhead. Do you see what I mean? Grateful, 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 grateful. This is the opposite of complaining. This is the one thing that my daughter Leah, who works with me, keeps reminding me. The reason we're trying to get rid of complaining is not that complaining is the problem. We're not wanting to create a complaint-free world. We're wanting to create a world filled with gratitude. And the opposite of complaining is gratitude. Really, think about it. Gratitude is what's right. Complaining is what's wrong. When you're focusing on what's wrong, you're focusing on attracting more of what is wrong to you. So one of the greatest benefits of becoming a complaint-free person is beginning to shift and to become grateful. So I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to come up with, I don't care if it's 100, let's say 100. That's easy. You got 10 fingers, do it 10 times. Come up with 100 things you're grateful for We're going to stop here in just a couple of minutes. Between now and the next 10 minutes, 100 things. You can do it in 3 minutes, I guarantee you. I'm going to do it myself again, just to prove it's easy. And one of the things I like to do is not be grateful for something I was grateful for yesterday. So if I'm grateful for my friend Brian, I'm not grateful for Brian today. I'm grateful for Teddy or whatever, just to show that there are so many things. Life is all perspective. And complaining puts your perspective on what's wrong. Therefore, that's what you live. So begin to be grateful. Think of 100 things you're grateful for. Take this challenge, really do it, and then comment and let me know what it was like for you. How long did it take you, and what did it make you feel like? I can tell you that when I paddleboarded back in, I was a totally different dude than when I paddleboarded out. I was lighter. I was happier. And here's the amazing thing. This is what I discovered. If you will actually sit down and come up with 100 or 108 things that you are grateful for, once you get to your goal of 100, it doesn't stop. It becomes a habit. I continued. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Now that I think of this, I'm grateful for that. I'm going to be cooking on the grill today. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I bought an ear of corn. I can cook on the grill. I'm grateful. It just becomes habitual. And you can't be grateful and be unhappy at the same time. So give this a try today. Realize that complaining is going to keep your focus on what's wrong, and you want to be grateful, 100 things, for what's right. And since I said what's right, this is your opportunity now to click share. I'll bet some of you have already clicked share. I love the fact that many of you already know, wow, this is going to be great. So I'm going to share. I want to back up here and take a look at some of your comments. Pamela Jane O'Connor says, grateful for sunshine in Wilmington. Is that Wilmington, North Carolina or Delaware? Grateful for sun, says Paula. David says he's doing painting with his sister artistically. Alan is what Willow is grateful for. That's her husband. One more time going back. Grateful for my meditation time early. Good for you, Trish. David Steele says, your cause found you. Yes, it did. Grateful for a beautiful morning, Mary. There's Ed. Ed, I worked all weekend. Grateful for an extra work before going on vacation in about 2 weeks. That is cool. I met some more anti-vaxxers this weekend. Interesting. Good morning from Montego Bay, says Courtney. I am grateful for choices. That's cool. Courtney just says, yeah, got it. Lynn Anstorn says, grateful for my husband, Larry, for being such a great guy. Larry, you're a lucky guy to have somebody who loves you so much, wants to tell the world. If it is ego-based, then it tends to be disintegrative in effect. Very well put, David. Terrific Tuesday, says Juanita and Dominic. Sunny and 56 degrees in New Berlin, Wisconsin, going up to 75. Wow, grateful I get to watch the animals in my front yard enjoying the bird bath. It's actually supposed to be raining here, but it's not, and I keep hoping it will. David says, heart is the key. If it attracts an audience, people tend to do it, whether it is truthful or not. Very good. Hey, Greg, good to see you. Grateful for my relationship with my brother. That's a very nice thing to hear. Hey, Heather, awesome. Grateful for lessons learned and hopeful for better results. Good morning, Tamara. Good morning. Good to see you. By the way, you'll see the scroller going along the bottom of the screen. Challenge your friends to take the complaint-free challenge, to go 21 days in a row without complaining. We've had over 14 million people do this. I was messaging with my Italian publisher yesterday. It's getting ready to come out again in Italian. We're having bracelets made just for this edition. Take the challenge. Over 35 languages my book has been translated into, and you can get a free complaint-free bracelet. Simply go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. We will give you the bracelet. We will give you 9 fast start videos and an ebook free just to get you in the movement. But you've got to have some skin in the game. You know what? We charge you $1 to help cover the cost of the shipping and handling of getting the bracelet out to you. How do I feel about Al-Anon? Do you consider on that focusing on what is wrong? That's a longer conversation, Tamara, but I think Al-Anon is fantastic. No, I don't consider that. I wouldn't consider that to be that way. All right. Greg says, share. Dave says, grateful for the every moment. Awesome. Kathy, good to see you. I'm super grateful for today's jumpstart. Thank you. My honor. Thank you all for being here. Be sure and click share. And when you do, let me know that you've shared. And that includes those of you who are watching on delayed broadcast, those of you who are watching later on. Thank you to all of you from Ireland to Australia who are here with us every single day to help us jumpstart our day in a positive way. Be sure and be with us tomorrow. We're going to continue this conversation. Enjoy today. Make it a good day. And remember, 100 things you're grateful for between now and the next 10 minutes. On your mark, get set.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.